good win. I thought we played well in the second half. They shot the ball. And then they shot the ball well in the first half, you know, especially Blotch. I thought he made a lot of shots. And, you know, we are willing to give up challenge jump shots than to have our defense broken down and drive the ball to the basket. But, you know, once again, I thought our defense was solid. You know, they shot 50%. We can't worry about that. For the most part, they were a lot of jump shots. You know, the end of the game, they end up driving the ball to the basket some. But, you know, for the most part, we had them shooting jump shots. And I think as long as we have them shooting jump shots, then our defense is pretty good. I thought we did a good job of rebounding the basketball. And once again, if you look at the stat sheet, they end up with 17 second chance points. But a lot of those came, you know, in the last 6-7 minutes of the game when we had a little separation. So I thought overall it was a good win. Thought we did a pretty good job. Obviously, we got to get better, but I was pleased with the way, you know, everyone played. I was pleased with the way the bench played, and you know, obviously Hakeem came in and gave us a huge lift, and you know, that's the way it's going to be. I'm not sure if we're going to ever have like a set rotation or anything like that with this group. I think it's going to be somebody every night that might step up. You know, the other night, you know, Earl Clark played well when he came in off the bench. And, you know, tonight it was Hakeem, and, you know, JD played well the other night. So I think as long as we have that one or two guys that can step up, then we're fine. He is. He's having a great year. He's having a fantastic year, and we've done a great job with our spacing. You know, the last few games especially, we've done a great job with our spacing. And I think you can see when you have a guy that rolls down the lane and finishes, then obviously they have to decide how they're going to play it. And the few times where they stop, you know, Hakeem from rolling, we were able to get Jason the ball. Well, not a whole lot, really. I mean, I just thought he did a good job. And like I said, they were picking and popping, and, you know, we'll give up challenge jump shots, and they were knocking him in. You know, he's going to be a terrific player. I mean, he's got size and speed and everything. And, you know, I mean, he's now, you know, he's now played 19 NBA games. You know, to me, he's going to be more than fine. You know, he's going to be a terrific player. Yeah, no, I thought we did a good job. I mean, obviously Steve had, you know, you can't have any more, I mean, about as efficient game as you could ever have. You know, you take away the one or two turnovers I think he had. But, you know, 20 points, 17 assists, and 8 for 8, 1 for 1, 3 for 3, you know, that's about as good as it's going to get, you know. And I thought the other guys, you know, obviously Grant played, you know, a good solid game. Jay Rich, once again, is shooting the ball extremely well. And, you know, just to have someone step in off the bench. And then I thought Goran for a stretch there played pretty good for us. And, you know, JD, I think, is kind of getting back into form. And you know, when that happens, we're in pretty good shape. Yeah, they got to play a lot of minutes, though. You know, they played a lot of minutes, and I wanted to try to leave them in there the whole fourth quarter, but got a little bit nervous there, so. I just stuck those guys back in for a few minutes, and we got control of it. So.
Earl gets to start again today, and it seemed like he's just forcing any of shots. I mean, he just missed
a couple of close-in shots. You know, at the end of the day, though, guys, he helps us win games. I mean, he had 7 points and 8 rebounds, and, you know, just the activity that he has around the rim and around the basket is really good. And, you know, I still say that those are shots that he'll finish. You know, that those are shots that he'll make and he'll finish. You know, just not getting them in. Got a couple of them blocked, but you know what he does for us out there and the activity that he gives us, I'm happy with.
What'd you guys do different in the third quarter to limit?
Well, they missed shots. You know, we did a good job, I thought, of challenging shots, but they just missed shots, and I think we were able to keep them out of the paint. And when they missed, we were running on misses instead of makes. And when we run on misses, we're a lot better team. I don't think there's anything that we've done. To be honest with you, I just think it's just, you know, we have made everyone conscious of that, you know, at the coaching staff. And, you know, we say we got to pursue the ball more. We've done that. And also I think we've done a little bit better job of boxing out, keeping guys, you know, from flying in and you know, rebounding the ball for second shots and put back. And, you know, because of that, I mean, we've done a pretty good job. If we can, you know, we're going to give up offensive rebounds. If we can limit them to 10 or 12, then we're in good shape, I think. Yeah, I mean, we're going to try to practice a little bit in the morning, but it's just really tough. I mean, we've had basically 2 days in the last couple of weeks to practice, and, you know, we got another busy week this week, so we have to get in one practice in the morning. And, you know, we have a lot of games, which to me are the toughest ones, is when you play a road game and then a back-to-back at home. I mean, you know, especially with us. I mean, from Portland, you know, you're talking about getting back in at 4 in the morning again, but that's the schedule, and, you know, so we don't have a choice. I thought he did a much better job. Well, I think he was more aggressive on the screens, number one, which then freed Steve up a little bit, and their bigs had to stay a little longer to protect Steve's jump shot, and so him rolling to the basket freed him up a little more. Just feel, you know, you get off to a good start, you know, you're going to play more minutes. And he got off to a good start, and, you know, that's kind of the way it is. I, like I said, I don't see this as a team where, you know, like last year, we pretty much knew, you know, what the set rotation is going to be. I don't know if this team is going to be that this year, but, you know, I think we'll have guys that will step up. So, you know, to me, at the end of the day, the results, if you can get the same results, then you're in good shape. Yeah, no, I think we're better off. Like I said, when Steve gets 18, 20 points and 10, 12 assists, we're usually pretty good. You know, when he has to score, you know, 25, 30 points, then that's not really who we are. He's very capable of doing that, but I think the more we get people involved, the more efficient we become as a team. Yeah, no, without a doubt, you know, I mean, Paul, he's been banged up and, you know, back, legs, ankles, just to feel better, you know, I mean, when he's feeling good, he's played as well as any guard in the league. Thanks.